important.
Well, in the airlines, and I'm sure in military aviation, they have the crew resource management. You know, that's something that's so important to use everyone on board to get an input. You know, ultimately, the captain has the last decision, but pulling from all those resources, I think, is quite important as far as your management style for flying. Makes for safer flying unless you're Lorraine and life is great, you know, nothing happens. That poor Finch, right? So let's talk about, if looking back on everything that you've accomplished, if you could give yourself one piece of advice that you would say to your younger self, what would that be? Eileen?
No.
Okay, I'll let you think. Let me start with Casey.
I think I would say not to put too much pressure on myself, because I really wanted to do well. I wanted to excel, and I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do that. But really, it's about hard work. It's about attitude. And you don't really need all that additional pressure. And so just, I think, you know, I tell the cadets, go to pilot training, just have a good attitude, work hard, and that's half the battle right there. And so I think I would just tell myself, not so much pressure.
Right, right. B?
I would say, stay away from that Navy guy. and no, I would say, stay focused, stay organized. And really, time management is key, especially in your college career and as you're doing your flight training and getting your ratings, moving up in your professional aviation career. Time management becomes, or it was for me, it became very critical that a lot of work to do, a lot of studying to do, and you also want to live your life, so, and you can. You can do all of those things and be successful in your career and have your family, have your community. All at the same time.
And you learned that when?
That's the hindsight.
Yeah, right.
So
I know.
It's taken me many, many decades to really appreciate time management. In the business world, time is money.
Right.
So you want to be mindful of your work day, because I, like all the pilots, I say, I want you to come to work. I want you to give it 100%. Then I want you to go home, get the hell out of here, and go enjoy your friends, your family, and your community. So that's kind of, to even the chief pilots that work, I say, hey, this job is trying, and it can be emotionally taxing and draining. But, you know, remember, family first. Get your work done, and then, you know, get the hell out and go enjoy your family, because I don't want you to burn out. And so, time management.
Okay. Okay, Eileen, you're up.
I think I'd just say, you know, don't get too excited about things. I don't anymore, but when I was younger, I would say up until the time I was probably about 30, there were times I probably overreacted to things. And you know, after a while, though, I just started to realize, and especially, you know, some of this, again, was having those role models and seeing how other people react to things. I started to realize that the people I thought were really great leaders didn't get too excited about stuff. And they were passionate when they needed to be, but a lot of times they just kind of, they were very chill about things. And I realized that, you know, you don't have to get excited about things. You can be passionate without, you know, blowing up or getting overly excited or overreacting to something that happens. And so I think that would, you know,
that would
if
be
I could go back and redo anything in maybe the first 8 years of my career, there were a few times I think I, you know, like I said, overreacted a little bit. So, yeah.
Okay. Along with everybody, enjoy the ride. You don't be so focused on getting to the end that you don't stop and enjoy what's going on at the time, your family, your relationships with people, and your outside activities, because you're so driven to get that airline job or the getting into the academy. You don't remember to go out and have fun with your friends and see what's going on around you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Slow down and smell the roses, right?
So, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years, and what do you still need to accomplish or see yourself accomplishing? So I'll give you a minute to think about that.
Anybody? I want to retire.
Yes,
I want to
it's
retire
great.
And see the world.
Me. Yep.
Yes. See the world for more than 24 hours at a time.
Yes. Yes. So. Very good.
Eileen?
I want to retire from working full time, but I want to, I think I have a few more books in me and I'm hoping to do that. But mostly I want to build an airplane. So I started one quite a few years ago and finally abandoned it, and I bought an RV-8 tail kit a couple years ago. And that's kind of my big goal in life right now, is to finish an airplane.
That's great. Well, right next to you is somebody you could talk to. Definitely help you with that. Yeah. So, Casey?
That's a really good question. I'm finally at the point in my career where I have control of what I would like to do. And so my husband and I are very much trying to figure out what the future will look like. Our kids are young and they're very happy in Colorado, and so are we. And so it's time to start thinking potentially about what's next. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's the short answer.
Yes.
We're very much, this is very much a good question and something that we're really
something
looking at.
Something to think about.
It is.
United has a nice base.
I do hear that.
Yes. Okay, babe.
Yeah, I would like to retire as well. My husband retired. He went out 4 years early, and I thought he would not be enjoying it as much, and he is just having a blast. So I see that, and I'm like, well, that looks fun. But I still got work to do. We've got some cultural issues that I want to be sure that are left in good hands, and that we really have this perpetuating a culture that success begets success, and you know, we treat each other with dignity and respect, and we execute on all the performance metrics that we want, and we bring in the talent that we want and to retain. So I got a little bit more work to do, but I also would like to see the world and join my husband in his wonderful retired life.
Yes, retirement is amazing. So, yes, I've been retired for a long time, and my husband and I, we enjoy traveling and seeing the world. But something that's very near and dear to my heart is I'm a big advocate for STEM. Mm-hmm. And as a woman in aviation, I am giving back to the community. I'm trying to pull women up, because once you reach that point, you need to look back and look down and pull them up. We need to support each other. So in your community or in your spare time, you know, how do you think that you could be effective in promoting STEM and promoting more women in those career fields and in aviation? I know you're working full time and you have kids, but you know, what do you see yourself, or do you at this moment go out there and speak?
It's interesting. Yeah, we try to be very visible at many of the recruiting events. We talk it up, because I think each and every one of our careers, STEM, has helped us navigate the aviation world, because it's steeped in physics and aerodynamics and math and all of those things. So it's important to pursue, but it's all the other career fields out there that would benefit from having our young women, our young talent, join those particular career fields to bring to those career fields what they have brought to aviation, which is a diversity is powerful, and there's a lot of strength in diversity, because we bring different perspectives, and that can only help improve the quality of the industry. So we just try to talk it up. It's not unusual anymore to see, you know, women STEM, their majors are engineering and that type of thing, where once upon a time it was really almost unheard of. Mm-hmm. So we've made major gains, but a STEM career has so many opportunities for you, aviation and otherwise, that can open doors for you. So I'm a huge proponent.
Okay. So do you go out there in the community and you're area? I know, and you have a culture there at United, and you're working with that. And so how do you reach out to the young generation?
So we're very active in the women in aviation and girls in aviation now, and that's where we kind of share our message about it's okay to like math, and mm-hmm. it's okay to like science and physics. Wait till you get aerodynamics and thermodynamics. Wait till you get to those subjects. They're really intriguing. And just talk it up and have them realize that it's not, you know, just a taboo subject for them, and that really we would be excited for them to enter that type of a career field, and options would be, you know, plentiful.
Right. Right.
So just try to socialize it to that
right.
target.
Yes. And let them know it's a good thing to be smart. Mm. Don't feel like you need to downgrade yourself just to fit in.
Right.
You want to stand out, not fit in sometimes. So, but Eileen, in your career, you know, that's a huge component mm-hmm. of yes. what you did. And so how are you thinking about when you retire, you know, to reach out and try
yeah.
and...
Yeah, I'd like to do more of that as I have more time. I am a member of International Test and Evaluation Association, Society of Flight Test Engineers, and all those organizations have various outreach, STEM outreach programs that they do. Like we have a robotics competition at ITEA conferences. I've done a lot of science fair judging over the years. And so there's various things that we do within, you know, reaching out to the communities, going out to the schools, and doing various things. But yeah, I would like to get more involved as I have more time in reaching out specifically to women. I'm starting to get more active in some of the organizations like Women in Aviation. I just joined the 99s here last week.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think I really would like to, you know, do more of that. Going to conferences, speaking, you know, going to schools and reaching out to young girls to show them that they can do this. You know, you don't have to be a boy to be good at math, and
right.
and being at math is cool, you know, building things. Yeah, this is something I mentioned to somebody a while back is, you know, women have a tendency to move into professions that are helping professions. So they gravitate towards being nurses, doctors, lawyers, things that can help people. And I try to explain to girls that engineers help people too. Pilots help people too. They just do it in a different way. You know, when you're an engineer, you build stuff and you design things that help people. So so you just have to kind of look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know how successful that is, but I've never felt as an engineer that I wasn't helping people. You know, I feel that as a test engineer, I've helped the Air Force to have better airplanes that have been safer and more effective, and you know, with the missions that they have to accomplish.
And we thank you for that.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. Casey, I know you're mentoring cadets, and you're in a perfect position right now to be reaching out and building up these young future leaders for our nation. You know, I mean, to me, serving in the military was my priority. You know, the pilot came second, but to have the best job in the world in uniform was, you know, amazing, and I was very proud of that. So. I'm sure reaching out to these cadets, you know, and building them up and letting them know that they're able to do that. So how do they see you in that role, and how do you connect with them?
I feel very lucky because I get to do this really every day, both in the classroom and then down at the airfield. And as I interact with cadets, I'm pretty open about it. If they want answers to questions about family or life, I feel very open to share that with them, because I think if you share those things, then you give them insight and help them out in making some of those tough decisions. And so I do that, and I also reach back into Civil Air Patrol have been able to attend events and mentor some cadets that are interested in
yes.
going to the academy. And I really love to get out and speak, to share the story. And I mean, even just walking around here at Oshkosh, the number of people that have stopped me in uniform, the young girls who are interested and want to know what I do and how do I get there, and it's incredibly rewarding to be in a position where I feel like I can give back.